Well, hey, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today and middle of your week's going strong and healthy. And be sure, I just got an email yesterday from one of our customers, and he was saying he wasn't able to see some of the stuff on Rumble right away. He was uploading. Make sure you're signing up for the weekly newsletter, because all the shows we do, everything we update on there goes right to your email the same day. Sometimes there's delays with certain platforms like Rumble and Gab where it's uploading to those platforms. If we have the link in the email, you'll get it right to your email in your inbox that day.
Well, you can always go right directly to, you know, to Global Star too.
Right, but the thing about it is if you click get updates, you don't have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You literally go to your email address. That's it. Go to your inbox, and it's right there. So put in your name, your last name, your email.
Unless it goes to spam.
Right. And that's what – well, it's still in your inbox, but you got to check for spam. That's the next thing I was about to say, because I've had a lot of people say, because the email platforms are getting so restrictive, make sure if you sign up for it and you haven't seen something within a day, check your spam, because this email platform is working really, really efficiently. It's going to everyone's emails, but sometimes it's getting kicked to spam. Once it, if it goes to spam, make sure you whitelist it. And click this is not spam.
I want to do something real quick. For those of you who like the old website, pull up healthmasters.com, the original one.
Okay.
And this is okay, now right here is healthmasters.com. Now you see right here, pull it up here. It says listen to click archive live shows. Boom, click right there. Boom, that's it. That's simple. There it is.
But that also still has delays as well as far as getting up.
Very rarely though. And so now if you scroll down, if you go ahead, let's leave it there. I want to show something to everybody real quick. Scroll down to the very next one where it says next page. It can keep going. There you go. Now, right there. Now, here's I want to show you this. Angel Wars series. People are always asking me where it is. There it is. Click on Angel Wars right there. Click. And now, here's it. Now, if you look right here, it says complete series in one file on the very top. I really need to fill this in with the descriptions. That's it right here. If you click on that one right there, that's the full three-hour broadcast with all commercials edited out, all local news edited out right there. And it says description, the complete series in one file. That's the one that I use when I want to listen to the show if I'm on the road for a long period of time. But that's how simple it is to go to find a HealthMasters, you know, .com website and look at Angel Wars. And the other one basically is also very easy to use. Where is the Angel Wars on this one? Do you know where this one is?
Right here. This goes
the same exact thing.
They both go to the exact same platform.
All right, so scrolling down to it again. Let's do that again.
You don't have to go to the old website.
There it is again.
You can go straight to the new website, as I was just showing you on here, and you can click podcast, live and archive shows, and it goes right to it.
Yep. Either way.
Platform on there.
But a lot of you guys don't like the new website. A lot of you guys love the new website. So for all of you who are looking for Angel Wars or any other show
here. But I'm letting you guys know right now, the old website is going to be turning off very soon. So you need to get everything dialed in with the new site. The old website is not something we're going to keep up much longer. So I really need everybody to start transitioning to the new site.
We're having a really hard time with Drupal updates on the new website.
It's reaching a point where there's no reason to have the new site or the old site, because the new site does everything but better. So again, I'm trying to encourage everybody, get over to the new site, get an account set up, get your auto ships, get your points, get all the links to the podcast, the live and archive shows right there at the top, the big giant purple button. You can't miss it. We did it for everybody to make it easy as possible. So again, thank you for your support on that, and thank you for getting everything switched over to the new TeamHealthMasters.com website.
I guess my thing is nostalgia, Austin.
There is no nostalgia in tech, my friend.
And
nobody says that vacuum cleaner's 10 years old. We should put it in a museum so we can look at it.
But I do. And I know a lot of our listeners do.
It's 2025.
So we'll keep the old website going as long as we can for you guys. But guys, you really need to transition to the new website. It's a much better platform. It's much easier to upgrade. And it's a whole heck of a lot faster.
It's a lot more efficient. I'll let you guys know. You're probably looking about the next 90 days. So get your stuff transitioned over there, sign up, get your accounts lined up, because once we do this, there's not going to be another option. Now, granted, we have the 1-800 number. You can call us any time of the day, and we will help walk you through it if you want to get on there.
Not any time of the day.
Well, 9 to 5, excuse me.
There you go.
Just any time of a normal business day.
That's Monday through Friday from 9 until 5.
Eastern Standard Time. So if you're California, make sure you adjust accordingly. And also, too, you guys saw the product of the week, the joint rebuilding is finishing up today. I haven't changed it over yet. The Ultimate Multiple Powder, one product of the week.
It always does.
It always does. So I'll be changing that up there, so be sure to check on it. And also, to some of the kits that we've been putting together and updating them on here with the three-pack of the GHI Cleanse. A lot of people are taking advantage of that right now with the special that we have on there for over 10% off. So be sure to stock up on that if you want to do a detox at the beginning of this year. And again, we'll keep you updated, and that's one of the reasons why we have the sign-up for the weekly email, because you'll get these sales right to your email, and you don't even have to go look for them.
Well, there you go. by the way, the Black Hawk helicopter, major aviation blunder. She was about 150 feet too high. Now, this is
you basic. Think that any had anything to do with this, though?
Yeah, I do, but I think that a lot of it could be that's what they're using for the obfuscation right now. But that's what happened. She was supposed to be flying at 200 feet, which had been underneath the glide path, and she was flying at 350 feet in the glide path.
You got to think about this, though. That Black Hawk helicopter is about 20, 30 feet tall. Mm-hmm. It's tall. 150 feet in aviation is not a lot of room for error.
Well, there's very little room for error on a glide path.
Right.
So you
got a water base. I mean, there was.
Well, what happens when the plane's coming in for the landing? It's a certain percentage glide path all the way down.
Yeah, downward
and
slope.
That's how the navigation instruments handle the airplane. And so what happens is it's going to stay on that exact directive because it can't get to the runway 1,000 feet too high. It has to be right where it's supposed to be. And that's why you have to gauge it, or you have to go in with instruments, which I'm sure this plane was doing. The problem was it was a juvenile error for a juvenile pilot. If that's what happened. Okay. And we talked about it in depth the other day. Yeah. And that's why it seems so odd to me that three pilots would allow that. Remember, I told you what happened one time. I was flying in Tampa airspace over there by Tampa Executive, and I was about 150 feet high. And my instructor went ballistic on me.
Yeah.
Said, I'm not losing my license because you're flying this thing too high. And we were 20 miles away from Tampa International. We weren't on the glide path, but I was about a couple hundred feet too high. And he said, "You can't do that inside of this airspace." That's how strictly it's drilled in us as pilots, Austin.
Well, and this is the thing about it too. This is a military aircraft and a military pilot. This wasn't some Yahoo that basically.
She only had 500 hours, Austin.
Yeah,
that's all.
She didn't have five.
No,
500 hours enough to realize as far as elevation.
But we don't know how many hours she had on that particular
airplane.
And
we don't know if Lockheed Martin had their autonomous matrix system involved with it either.
That's right.
Because remember, dead men tell no tales. There's no story about what they were doing in that plane. There's no story about anything that malfunctioned. We don't know what really happened. I just find it very strange. Even at 500 hours, I mean, she's not that green. I mean, 500 hours on Black Hawk, she still has some time behind
her. My boys used to always tell me, until you hit 1,000 hours, you don't know nothing.
Yeah, but you don't fly into a plane with landing lights on.
The biggest problem is I want to know where the other two pilots were and why they weren't actually.
So,
my deepest condolences to the family here. The family, all these people who died.
Gosh, American Airlines plane.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a ton of family.
Well, now, what Trump has done now, he has now restricted any helicopters from flying in that airspace military. Which should have been done apparently, there's been a source of contention for a long time in that area, and that should have been fixed a long time ago. Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, like, very busy airport.
Well, he talked to the man, the president of American Airlines, yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a conference, and he said he will tell them that the military can no longer fly there. And see, this is a real problem, because why did it take this for that to happen? Apparently, there's been a whole bunch of really close mid-air things there to begin with.
Oh.
And so, remember what I told you when we were going to fly into the D.C. airspace, with January the 6th? I had to hire a pilot that had flown in there hundreds of times in order to get the proper clearances and the proper paperwork.
You showed me the flight path on. It's unbelievably restrictive when you get close to it.
Oh, my God. They drill it into your training. You don't fly near D.C.
Yeah, I remember that. Your instructors just
You have to have special permitting, period, or they will take you down. And so it's just.
For obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, they don't.
You got a lot of people up there in government.
Remember a couple of years ago, that little Cessna landed on the White House lawn?
Yeah.
He decided to. I'm going to show you guys how I can land on.
No,
right,
so we've never heard what happened to him.
Oh, I'm sure he got fussed at pretty good.
Yeah, no, there's no question about
that. That was just a stunt he pulled. I'm sure he regrets.
No, and also, too, in other news, this is changing the story up kind of a bit. I was pulling up an article here. Anonymous FBI agents now are suing to prevent Trump from knowing their roles in the January 6th.
This is unbelievable. Raid.
This is crazy. This shows you again how unbelievably crazy that the issue is as far as with the aspects with the FBI and how wild they are and how they do anything they want. It said nine anonymous FBI agents filed a lawsuit today to prevent the Trump administration from learning their roles in the Bureau's January 6 case. This is crazy here because it says as well as their involvement in the August 2022 raid on Trump Mar-a-Lago's estate in Palm Beach. The FBI agents filed their lawsuit on the heels of Acting Deputy Attorney General Emin Bove ordering FBI Acting Director to review thousands of agents and Bureau employments for potential termination. Nine anonymous FBI agents said they sent a survey on Sunday, asked them to explain their roles in the January 6 cases. You know, if you haven't done anything wrong, why in the world are you going out of this far on a limb to sue, to essentially sue, to prevent Trump or anybody from knowing what you're involved in?
It's a brilliant legal strategy.
It's a brilliant legal strategy, but it obviously shows you that you're involved in something.
Not necessarily, but what it does, it shows that what's happened here, Trump has come in like a steamroller with his little blitzkrieg. And he's coming now with Elon Musk, and he is just rolling over agencies,
yeah,
including the FBI,
which a lot of them need to be dismantled or restructured.
No, that's exactly true.
Yeah,
the problem is that they haven't gotten in front of it with legal stoppage.
It's gonna be these guys
have just been rolled over.
Yep.
And so what these guys are doing, they're going, whoa, wait just a minute,
yeah,
stop it. You know, we're filing this with the court now.
Yep.
Okay, and so that stops the seizure. Of record seizure of everything, if the judge will sign off on it immediately to stop this continual onslaught and discussion.
Oh, kind of like they don't want to have FBI agents raid their home in the middle of the afternoon with 30 armed agents with essentially orders that they can shoot to kill, like they did in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, let's not forget what they did to Roger Stone.
Yeah. They don't want that to happen to them. Mm-hmm. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Funny how that is with these guys. Well, again, for thee, but not for me.
Well, you know, it's like the USAID cubs play the thing that they're shutting down, the Musk shut down, you know, the Rubio's involved with now.
Oh, the USAID, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, you can't tell us what to do. We don't answer to anybody.
Yep.
We can do whatever we want to do. You don't have any jurisdiction over us. And they said the whole organization is insubordinate. Well, who do they think funds them?
Yeah, exactly. Where are they getting their money from?
How do they get their paycheck? They're not producing anything. They're giving money away.
That's a valid point. They don't generate any income.
No.
They don't generate any revenue.
They're not selling T-shirts.
No, they're not rebuilding highways and roads for the country.
They don't have purple sticks for sale.
I was about to have one in a second here.
They don't have anything. All they have are basically they have the ability to cut checks out from the Treasury and give money away.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they're doing.
We don't answer to anybody. Nobody has oversight over us. We do whatever we want to do. Okay. I mean, now that works out for you.
Well, dude, that's the problem. That's what happened with the ATF. And that's why the last couple of times the doggone courts have shut down what they were talking about as far as what they were trying to push. They came and said, we're now banning stocks. Or we're banning braces. We've now considered them stocks, now short barrel rifles. And you have to register as a short barrel rifle if you have a brace. Finally, the Supreme Court came in and said, dude, you're not even remotely accurate on this. You don't have the autonomy or the authority to do this.
Chevron doctrine.
Yeah,
baby.
And that's exactly what we have found now with these agencies. So I'm glad we're doing something with it. We're pushing some stuff back. But I saw also the FBI, and I thought to myself, isn't it funny? They love to go raid places and do all the stuff whenever they want. Suddenly, when they're on the hot seat, whoa. We don't want to talk about this. We don't want to incriminate ourselves in any of this.
By the way, I got a haircut yesterday. And while I was getting
hair. Oh, good.
Thank you. And while I was getting, I was looking like a hippie. I had enough being a hippie.
Well, you take so much doggone Ultimate Multiple.
Oh, my hair was so curling. And, I will tell you guys this.
One of the only side effects you will find, like this is a side effect for guys. If you take a lot of the Ultimate Multiple, your fingernails grow unbelievably fast. I cut my fingernails over like 4 to 5 days.
He's right.
It's not a joke.
Well,
girl's probably good for you.
So I'm sitting there getting a haircut, listening to Carlos, great guy. And all of a sudden, I look up on the screen, the TV screen there, and there's Benjamin Netanyahu with Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh. No, I know where we're going with this today.
And I looked at him, and I told Carlos, I said, I know him. He goes, who, Trump? No, I said, I don't know Trump. I know a bunch of people who know him, but I don't know. I said, I know Benjamin Netanyahu personally. I had dinner with him, had lunch with him. And he goes, oh, you did? I said, yeah. And it turns out that basically Trump now has pretty much decided that he's going to do whatever Benjamin Netanyahu wants, including pulling his chair out for him so he can be seated more comfortably at the desk with Trump yesterday. Now, I'm going to really buffer this. Here are the headlines to basically drudge today. And I'm going to let you guys know as you see it. So you can pull it up. Okay. Give me this other camera, Rich. It's a little closer.
I can pull it up right here, too.
Okay. Give me the headlines of Drudge, and let's take a look at it.
Well, I don't have – I can pull up Drudge. Give me a second.
It's Drudge.com. I'm going to pull this up, and I want to talk about it for a second.
Okay.
This is really important because it's dealing right here with the Skull, roll it up. Here we go. Trump, Palestinians out of Gaza, USA to seize land. Pentagon will enforce using U.S. military, adding that. We will own it. Manic Don stuns Mideast. New temple on Mount. Here we go. New temple on Mount. Global fury builds. Click on new temple on Mount. I've told you this for years. Trump's nominee for Pentagon chief suggested the new temple could be built on Temple Mount.
That's interesting.
All right, now let's go back. Let's just go back to these other cameras.
Well, it was crazy about this. This is where I even saw this on Epic Times. It says we're going to take over the Gaza Strip, and I guess we're going to pay to rebuild everything. Now I got to ask yourself a question. I'm not going to question. Send me emails. I don't want to deal with them. If you had, say, you know, say that's like some drunk uncle that was constantly running over things and getting in accidents all the time. He's drunk and he runs his car off the side of the road, drives through somebody's house, totals their house, totals their car, and then comes to you and says, well, I don't have insurance. I need you to pay for their house and pay for my car because I don't want to do it after I wrecked and ruined and bulldozed everything. Your response would be what? This isn't my problem. This isn't my job. Figure it out. You're the one that has insurance.
Not my circus, not my hippopotamus.
Why is it that Israel's bombed Gaza into oblivion because they've allegedly needed to do so? That was their prerogative.
I mean, it's rubble.
It's rubble. Here's a photo. That's
it.
That's Gaza. That's Gaza. It doesn't exist.
It looks like Dresden.
Not my circus, not my pony, not my problem. However, why in the world are we now having to take taxpayer funds and rebuild this? Oh, that's right. I forgot about this article that came out in, when was it, 2024? Oh, yeah, May. Netanyahu's vision for Gaza 2035 revealed online. Funny how this got deleted. This took me almost 20 minutes to find this, by the way. It's on the Jerusalem Post. And it goes into detail on how Gaza needs to be rebuilt with Israel and controlling it by 2035. And they want to have it essentially like a Riviera. Oh, that's right. Didn't Trump just say that? That's right. Funny. So in the next 10 years, this is what they want to fund and turn Gaza into. Cool story. I don't really care what they do with it. Not my money. I'm done with this. I think everybody's reached the point now with whatever we're doing with taxes in the United States. This whole crap needs to stop with us funding and rebuilding every other country.
It's going to be another $1 trillion show.
Oh, that guarantee it's $1 trillion program, if not more. And 100% guarantee it will have BlackRock involved in it with 5G, 6G, smart G technology. Smart technology. Okay. Guarantee smart city.
Let me tell you a little story here. I'm going to just take about 5 minutes and kind of give you a little backside of this. Around 1820 or so, the British royal family, who were primarily being run by the high-level Masonic lodges and the Rothschild banking cartel, decided that they wanted to go ahead and make Israel a country again for the primary factor of rebuilding a third temple, because it's all part of their religion and the coming of the Antichrist. And so they started working on it at that point. This is hundreds of years ago. And what they did is they tried to find some way to get United States involved in it. And from the Christian standpoint, so there was a guy named Darby. He basically was running a bunch of stuff and writing a bunch of stuff about Israel and prophecy, et cetera. And nobody would listen to him because he was a kook. Okay. Well, then what happened is Schofield finally stole Darby's stuff, and Schofield started writing the Schofield Reference Bible. And now Schofield, again, was a hardcore Zionist. And what happened is he basically came to Samuel Untermeyer, who was one of the head people in Washington elite and also in the New York elite in Manhattan, and owned a big chunk of the, you know, downtown. And he basically said, you know, we want to promote the Schofield Reference Bible, and it talks about the reformation of Israel. Now, basically, you know, this guy was a hardcore Zionist also, Samuel Untermeyer, and he's the one who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to push the Federal Reserve Act and blackmail Woodrow Wilson to get us into World War I. Now, then Samuel Untermeyer basically really wanted to basically have the Greater Israel program develop and have Israel come out of, you know, Palestine and basically do it that way. So in 1933, Samuel Untermeyer, when Hitler took power in Germany, Samuel Untermeyer got on WABC News in New York City and declared economic war from the Jews against Germany on the radio. Now, you guys can look it all up if you want. I'm giving you a really quick cliff notes on this. I've gone into ultimate detail on this before. And so what ended up happening is the United States then ends up basically turning against Germany. The entire economic embargo began against Germany, which massively caused huge retaliation against the Jews in Germany as far as what they had done from an economic standpoint against Germany. And then around the 36, 37, 38, Hitler had about enough of the central bank in Germany, got rid of it, and developed debt-free currency. He started having massive expansion of the Autobahn systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in Germany, and basically rebuilt Germany from the dust heap of World War I and the Weimar Republic. When all that happened, all hell broke loose because the Germans were basically now competing internationally against people like Great Britain as far as from an economic standpoint. And Winston Churchill, who was a Druid, did not want any of that happening, and who was also a high-level Mason. Stalin was a Mason. They were all Masons, pretty much, all of the guys who were running the show back then. And so what ended up happening is the whole world came against Germany, and Germany basically got completely and totally destroyed and devastated. And right after the war, of course, Israel, basically, you know, the land was stolen from the Palestinians, and Israel was made a country again. And here we are. And then we have the Greater Israel Program. All of this is now going to say new temple to be built on Temple Mount. Now, I'm going to say something to you guys because I just did a real brief analogy on this and what happened. I pray for Israel that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I pray they turn back to the God of Abraham. I really do. And they leave this Kabbalah and this Zohar stuff and all the other stuff away from their lives and basically change and become what they need to be for God. I really want to see that happen. I really do. But here's the problem that we have with Christians. You can't, in many cases, Christians can't differentiate, you know, what Israel is doing because they consider Israel to be the Old Testament Israel. They don't realize that Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world. They don't get this. That they have come, they've gone in now and they have leveled Gaza with mortars and bombs and airstrikes until it's rubble and the people have been decimated, displaced, and many of them are dead, probably in the hundreds of thousands, not close to a million. I don't know the numbers. Nobody does. So the crazy part about all of this stuff is they want to rebuild a new temple on the Temple Mount. We just saw that. I showed it to you. The front page of Drudge. This is the front page of Drudge today. This isn't Ted talking about this now. And remember, this is because they want to re-implement animal sacrifices, supposedly. Now, as a Christian, let me explain something to you. That's blasphemous. Jesus Christ came and he died for us. He shed his blood for us. His blood provides an eternal sacrifice for our sins forever and amen, period. When we as Christians start contributing to a temple fund, the only reason we're doing it is to bring in the rule of the Antichrist. I'm just telling you what's going on here in the Middle East. And the Bible says in Thessalonians that the Antichrist, the son of perdition, is going to walk out on the temple steps and declare himself God. They want to rebuild the temple. This is the whole goal for the last 200 years. They want to fulfill that prophecy. And they want to have the ability to bring Lucifer's reign and rule on this planet, make it absolute. Now, why in the world would you as a Christian want to do that? Why would you want to go ahead and give money to a temple fund to sacrifice bulls and goats and animals and pigeons and everything else again in order to allow this blasphemy to take place? This is blasphemy. They've tried to rebuild the temple before. If you remember, we did detailed studies on this, and we talked about how when they tried to redig the footer sword, it erupted in flame out of the ground. God says, how about no? How about not? How about never? How about we're not going to do this right now? And so this is so important that we understand this. So when you have somebody come to your church who's not even a Christian, they're probably a Kabbalist, and they come in and they say, we want to have you give to the temple fund in Israel, it doesn't get more blasphemous than this. This is the bringing in the rule and the reign of the Antichrist on this planet. Why in the world would you give money to this organization or to these people that don't even believe in the lordship of Jesus Christ or his sacrifice? I'm asking you that question. So don't get all mad at me and get all carried away. Austin last summer was, you know, in a 4th of July event in a church over in Lakeland. and the whole thing turned into a giant Israel event with Israel flags everywhere, Israeli flags everywhere. Israel is the land of the Antichrist. He's going to be a gay Jew, period. So you have to ask, yourself a question. Why are you in support of that? Why do you think that's okay? And it just, you say, well, it says if you don't support Israel, you're going to be cursed. If you want to look at it from Scripture that way, that's your prerogative. But here's what I'll say this. Since we started supporting Israel back in the 40s, what's happened to the United States of America? Since we have approximately 60 dual Israeli citizens in the Congress and in the Senate right now and all these different organizations, what's happened to the United States of America? How much have we been blessed? Look at our schools. Look at cultural Marxism. Look at the Butch Dyke lesbians. Look at the transgenders. Look at the stuff that you have being coming out of the Disney grooming channel now. Look at all the stuff they're doing to the country from a destructive standpoint to make us not want to have Jesus Christ as Lord of the United States of America. I'm asking you the question. Now, just ask yourself a question. And I'm not saying don't pray for Israel. Don't say that. I mean, but I pray that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ to be Lord. But I sure don't want to send $1 trillion into Gaza to rebuild a doggone, you know, Mediterranean luxurious strip for them. I have no interest in that. So why in the world is this all okay? Remember what happened here. Donald Trump did nothing to support the January 6th prisoners after he basically was, you know, after January the 6th. He had 2 weeks to confirm and to basically pardon everybody. He didn't do that. Donald Trump went through unbelievable martyrdom in the past 4 years as far as in the courts.
It was pretty bad.
Okay. And he could have pardoned himself too. But Donald Trump was beaten down so low and everybody felt so sorry for him. Then he survived two assassination attempts.
Yep.
Okay. All of this stuff was to make Donald Trump, you know, the victim and the martyr here. And everybody loves a hero and everybody wants to stand up for the little guy who's being attacked. And now everybody went after Donald Trump. You know, they forget that Donald Trump was the same one who told Billy Bush, you got to grab them by their mm-hmm. They forget all of that. Donald Trump's the victim now, so everybody's going to support him. And so now he comes in here and he does all of this stuff, which is some of it's pretty doggone amazing. It is. And I'm pretty happy a lot of the stuff he's doing. But then what he does, he throws this thing in with Israel yesterday, within 2 weeks in the White House. Within 2 weeks, he throws this stuff in with Israel. And I'm thinking to myself, this is unbelievable that they were actually getting all this. But see, all the good stuff now is being pushed through the patriot community now. A lot of good stuff. And so everybody goes, well, just ignore Israel. It doesn't matter. This is great. Look at all the other things that he's doing. How do we know that this wasn't the main reason why he went through what he went through for the 4 years and the persecution that he went through? I don't know. I mean, ask yourselves the question. Is this circus show? Okay, is this thing so orchestrated that all of this was planned in advance? Is all of it planned? Is it all such a circus, such a theater, that every single thing that we see now was planned out 4, 5, 10, 20 years ago? We know the COVID vaccine had been in freezers for 20 years through DARPA. We know that it could have made 5 billion vials of this stuff within a few months. It's impossible. And so, is everything that scripted, and we're sitting here watching it, and we're supposed to pretend like it's not happening? Is the man behind the curtain this advanced, this far out in front of the rest of us, that all of us are following like lemmings off a cliff? I'm asking you guys the question now. Always remember Scott Fitzgerald said, and I quote him all the time, look at both sides of the narrative and defend it from both sides and take a look at what's happening. It sure seems convenient now that all this stuff's allowed to happen. And the first time that Trump was in office, he couldn't even stop the border crossings. And suddenly now the troops are deployed to the borders. Seems odd to me. Now that these guys at the FBI office, they jumped in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
And basically put a legal stop to this
stuff.
Well,
they saw what's happening. And the thing is, you know, I was reading through some of this while you were talking, as far as from this post from May 2024. And this whole Gaza program, this multi-trillion-dollar expansion they want to do over here, this isn't some like, hey, we're going to plan this out for the next like year or two.
That's been planned a long time.
This is decades in the making. You can't build this level of infrastructure without having all types of plans put into place already. They're saying they want to have this done by 2035.
And now one more thing. Don't you remember when Israel was attacked by the hang gliders a couple of years ago? It started all this Gaza.
It started everything, yep.
How the Iron Dome defense system was turned off.
Yeah.
This whole thing is just, to me, the problem is the vast majority of the people on the planet, especially the Americans, are so dumbed down with fluoride and drugs that they can't see this. They have no fluid reasoning skills any longer.
Here's the thing about this. You can't build this level of infrastructure without some seriously deep pockets. We're talking multi-trillion dollar firms that are going to be involved in this. This is going to be BlackRock. This is going to be State Street. That Israel could have never have done this on their own. They couldn't have gotten this. No country could have pulled this off. They have to have literally unlimited open wallet to build this infrastructure they want to do when you look at this plan.
And what's so stupid is these ships out here, that's not going to be there.
No.
They're going to use Hoth instead. There's no way they're doing this.
No.
They're not going to ruin the view.
No, they're not going to do all that on there. But what's interesting, that's more of just a rendering as far as what they want to show with it. But the thing about this is, though, this isn't something that's going to be some mild infrastructure put up. This is going to be billions, probably trillions of dollars.
This probably won't be going to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world's ever seen.
And we are going to pay for it. Aren't you excited? Aren't you excited your taxpayer funding money gets to build another country and another city that you don't get to enjoy? No, I'm not. It's annoying. Also, too, I saw this is crazy. As this whole markets are getting weird, gold futures hits another record high now, surging above the $2,900 an ounce level. This is crazy. And you know what's ironic to me about this is I had people ask me like 8, 9, 10 years ago when gold was, in the teens, in the mid-teens, and they asked me about it, and I was like, you know what? I said, it's up to you if you want to buy some. It's up to you if you want to throw some money in here. And ironically now, it's more than doubled. And see, the thing about this gold that a lot of people try to discount, but they can't when they try to push Bitcoin, a lot of the crypto, which I get it. Some of the crypto's done huge for some of the people I know. However, it's very volatile. I mean, one day it's up 105,000 a coin. The next day it's down to 92,000 a coin. It's volatile. The thing about this is you can't access or utilize Bitcoin if there is no power, if there's no internet. It's useless. You got a drive. You got your digital wallet. You can't access gold. You always have a gold ounce or a gold tenth of an ounce eagle or whatever it is. It's always something in your hand you can use and walk around. Except for silver. Silver's a great deal right now.
Silver's a lot better to work with than gold.
Silver's dirt cheap compared to what it is right now in the industrial market. You can go buy a silver eagle for $30-something an ounce right now. That is dirt cheap from the U.S. Mint compared to what it should be in the future. But I thought I would just, as they said, silver broke above 33 an ounce today for two consecutive trading days. But again, this is something I wanted to bring up on here because there's some crazy stuff going on in the markets. And I promise you, at the end of the day, these metal numbers we're looking at in the next 5 to 10 years, just like we did 10 years ago, are going to look unbelievably cheap. And also, too, there's another article here I want to pull up. Another recall. Dog food recalled in multiple states due to salmonella. And, dude, I'm talking, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pounds of dog food now. And why? Because it was made with ground beef and beef hearts, and it may have salmonella contaminated.
May.
Again, what was the key ingredient? Beef. I bring this up every time, not to be redundant, but to remind everybody, it's always the beef, chicken, eggs, or milk that they're going after. Why aren't we having any issues with pork? Why aren't we having any issues with the soy burgers? How are we not having a single issue with the manufactured lab-grown meat that's made like cancer tumors in a petri dish in cell cultures in these labs that Bill Gates has built now? Not a single problem of any of that meat. Safe to eat, no problems at all. Don't need any restrictions on it. Don't need any testing on it. Don't need any long-term research. It's safe. Ironic enough as it is, because there's an article here that was talking about how essentially the chicken issue as far as what's going on now. And where's it at here? They're saying now that Waffle House, because of the eggs, Waffle House for the first time is putting a 50 cent per egg surcharge on your check to play in place due to the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade. The 24/7 restaurant said the resulting egg shortage has led to a dramatic increase in cost. They're saying now the bird flu is forcing the USDA and the FDA and BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are forcing the slaughter of millions of chickens a month, pushing egg prices to more than double their cost in just a year and a half with no relief in sight. It talks about here exactly what we were saying, that some of the places now are seeing $12 and $13 a dozen for the high-end top-shelf eggs.
It's not going to stop there.
No.
Because they're going to continue to slaughter chickens.
Well, my personal opinion, this is my opinion, they want to get ground beef around $20 to $25 a pound, and they want a dozen eggs to be about the same rate. If they get and they actually manage to manipulate the market in such a perverted banker fashion like these big individuals do, because they like to breathe everybody's air and then charge people to breathe their air. This is what they
carbon
do.
Taxes.
This is what they do. Then you come in with fake meat at $5 or $10 a pound. Everybody's going to go, oh my gosh. Remember, Bill Gates has already been developing the fake egg, calcium carbonate shell, yellow yolk, white. It literally, it looks like a real egg. All plant-based synthetics with soy in it and basically canola oil in it. I've looked it up. I'll pull it up here in a second. They already have them, complete and total synthetic eggs you still crack and open up.
I don't even know what to say. I need to add one thing to my little tirade.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
When Samuel Untermeyer declared war on Germany in 1933 on WABC, you guys can look up the transcript. What it did, it caused massive, massive hatred towards Jews in Germany and throughout of Europe. And what ended up happening is the amount of persecution against the Jews just went berserk. And then so after World War II and after what happened in Germany with the persecution of the Jews and other countries in Europe, the Jews were more than willing to move to Palestine and start Israel. It was like a forced relocation for them, and many of them, because of the persecution they had endured, they were willing to do so. Before they had been asked to go, they told them, no way, we don't want to. Why would we go over there in Palestine surrounded by Arabs who hate us? You know, we're not nuts. We're not doing this. We like it in Europe. We've made a lot of money here. There's no reason for us to leave. We're good. So all of this stuff was orchestrated, all the machinations behind the scenes. You got to think through what they did and why they did it. And it completely blows my mind on how they did this. By the way, Bill Gates is in full panic mode over Musk's Dodge finding out where the USAID funds really went.
Oh, this has been one of the big – I've heard about some of the money laundering they were doing. This – what we brought up yesterday, I mean, promoting – transgender comic books for millions of dollars of grants in Peru. I mean, what in the world are we spending money on that for?
Well, Bill Gates is a pervert. Remember, his family was directly involved with the Federal Reserve banks in his area, and also with Planned Parenthood. And so it's when you understand who they are, what they are, you start to realize that these people are completely and totally perverted to the core. And when you understand how perverted they are, you start to realize that their goal is continue to push perversion because their God is an hermaphrodite, and they're all into – remember, Bill Gates used to run around on Jeffrey Epstein's jet too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are all tied together. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad, and also mentioned earlier, Dead Men Tell No Tales. There's a book written about Jeffrey Epstein about that being Mossad and who he was and what he did. And once you understand who these guys are and what they really believe and how sick it is, you start to understand why in the world that they basically do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, because they feel as though they're above the law because the United States military basically stands behind them. That's the bottom line here. And if you don't like what they do what they did to you in Gaza. And all of a sudden it's like, we're going to do whatever we want to do whenever we want to do it. There's nothing you can do. If you don't like it, watch Gaza. I mean, think about it for a second. I mean, just unreal that this actually is going on over and over and over and over again. And you stop and you say, this shouldn't be this way. But this is what happens when you have the evil one ruling the planet through the ancient Canaanite religions, which we've talked about so many times, and how bad this is. I mean, it really, really is crazy that these people are saying, we don't answer to anybody. We can do whatever we want to do. We can give any kind of money who we want to. And they act like they're giving their money away, that they're the ones who earned it. It was mind-boggling to me, Austin. Now, Bill Gates is flipping out because apparently he was using this as a funnel also.
Oh, they were, though. And that's what they funneled this money all around to push these agendas. This is the article here. Artificial eggs hit supermarket shelves. Talks about here how the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have essentially been working to produce plant-based alternative eggs. And it goes into detail here.
Old egg production system obsolete.
Yeah, obsolete. The old way that chickens produce eggs, it's obsolete. Now, it's only been going on for thousands of years. They said that essentially they take canola, peas, and sunflowers and then basically use different plant-based and create a fake egg. There's another article here.
Costs 18% less than real eggs. You know why it costs less? Because eggs are $12 a dozen.
Right. That's exactly right. Why Bill Gates is investing in chickenless eggs goes into detail here, talking about all this money that's being pumped into it now to make fake eggs. So lest you believe that this isn't some orchestrated event with the alleged bird flu that seems to only be affecting chickens and cows, there's your story right there. You guys can look at all that and figure it out. I thought that was interesting, though.
Oh, I was speaking to a lady last night from Ukraine.
Ah, yes.
Talking to her on the telephone.
One of our listeners?
No.
Okay.
And what was interesting about it, it was I asked her, I said, is what's going on in Ukraine really what's going on in Ukraine? She said, no.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
She told us, basically, I told her what we thought. She said, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
She says, but what they are doing, they are exactly what you said. They're conscripting all the very young people and basically using them as fodder.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I told you when I was at the SEMA Auto Show over in Las Vegas, I had an Uber driver that I talked to for a little bit. We were in the car for about 20 minutes. The traffic was horrible. And he was from Ukraine. And he was BSing me. We started talking about it. He didn't want to talk about it at first. And I started told him, I said, well, the whole war over there is ridiculous. And he goes, he looks at me, he's like, oh. You're not in favor of it? I said, no, I'm not in favor of it. I said, you know what's going on. He goes, well, dude, that's why I'm over here. He goes, they'll literally, any young male, you get busted for drunken disorderly, you're out in public, you get a speeding ticket. He goes, they literally arrest you. He goes, you don't go to jail. You get conscripted and go to basic training. They're picking you up. As soon as something happens, they pick you up and send you straight to basic training. You get 6 weeks of basic training. They drop you on a front line out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods. All of a sudden, you're shooting at Russians and mercenaries and contractors, and you're like, how in the world did I get here? Mm-hmm. What am I even fighting for? And he said the problem with it is because they're not even giving them clear directives.
No.
They're just saying, look, this is where you're at. Anybody on that side, start shooting, and it's just fodder. They're literally wasting bodies over there for
nothing.
I asked
her about Zelensky.
Well, I bet she loves him.
No.
Yeah, no.
I said, have you seen him dancing in his high heels and his leather tights?
Oh, yeah.
She goes, yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah, everybody has.
Nobody wants him as president.
No.
We don't even know what he's doing. He didn't know what he's doing.
He didn't know where he's at.
She goes, that's why I'm in America. I've been here for years, a couple of years. I'm not going back. It's awful. By the way, Zelensky now tells Piers Morgan, who's the bastion of reasonableness, I guess. I can't stand Piers Morgan. That he's ready to negotiate directly with Putin in a major reversal.
Whoa. Oh, here we go now. Well, you know why? Because he hasn't been getting his $20 billion a month checks anymore. They've started.
No, because Act One, Stage Direct One, click of this war's done now, and it's time to go to Stage Two, click.
And it's time to start taking over Gaza now, rebuilding Gaza.
Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky told British journalist Piers Morgan he would agree to direct talks with Putin now. Morgan asked if he would feel he sat opposite Putin at a negotiating table, to what Zelensky responded, if that is the only setup in which we could bring peace to the citizens of Ukraine and not lose people, this is his handwriting, I'm reading what it says, we'll go for the setup, but noted that other participants would need to be present. So while it was somewhat of an imagined theoretical scenario, it was the first time Zelensky, the dancing puppet, who likes high heels and tights and leathers, has ever responded with a positive answer or expressed a willingness to such a proposition. Zelensky has never so much as theoretically acknowledged he's ready to sit at the negotiating table when asked to prior media interviews. That's because he's being told to. Well, you know what makes me fun? You know what's funny to me? This is the funny part with me. When they put him in military uniform.
Oh, yeah.
That is spotless.
Oh, especially my favorite.
It's brand new, right out of the box.
Oh, yeah, and his plate carrier. He's standing around.
And they've got a green screen behind him with bombs going off.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, you know, holding a gun incorrectly. And he's talking about, well, you know, what a great leader he is and how powerful he is. And I'm looking at it going, you dance really? Naked, you know, playing a piano. I just don't even know what to say about you. You're a pervert. And why? And all of this is stage theater. Remember, it says that, you know, the entire universe watches us down here. It's just, I've done shows on this. I mean, this is crazy when you stop and think about it, that we have this giant play going on down here that's orchestrated from a left-right paradigm, and we're sitting here and we're supposed to believe the lies. I don't believe the lies anymore. I question everything.
Now, here's something that's strange. This is why you know there's some weird things going on as far as with the budget cuts and everything else. This just came out last night. The CIA just sent out buyout offers and full email memos to all CIA agents and anybody in the agency, to entire workforce, to downsize the CIA agency. They said Tuesday night became the first major national security agency to offer so-called buyouts to the entire workforce. The CIA spokesperson, two other sources familiar, said as part of Donald Trump's effort to shrink the federal government, the offer, which tells federal employees from the CIA they can quit their job and receive roughly 8 months of pay and benefits, they have up until this week essentially to make a specific decision that they want to do or if they want to stay on and possibly be terminated. This is strange to me because the CIA does whatever they want to do. Nobody really touches the CIA.
They're kind of like that. You said that the United States 8th can.
Yeah.
We have no answering. Nobody tells us.
Yeah. So this is crazy. I mean, granted, I fully agree with cutting down all these agencies.
Well, you got to lay Mossad in tighter.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I mean, but, you know, when you start realizing, if you've ever been involved with state or county or federal stuff, or you know people involved in it, you know the absolute level of waste is insane. You know, I talked to a good buddy of mine who was in the Air Force for years, and he said every single year they'd come through, and the guys would let him know, his upper rank would let him know, hey, listen, the auditors are coming in. You know, oh, you got your hammers here, you got your crescent wrench, you got your sockets, all these different high-end tools that are all like 10 times more expensive. You know, the hammer is on the books for $300 a hammer. Still same normal hammer you buy at Lowe's, but it's a hammer for the Air Force, so it's $300, not $20. And so stuff would be in the wrap still. They say all this has to go off the shelf. I said, well, why? We haven't even used these tools yet. He goes, but they come here and audit it, and they see we have extra tools. They're going to cut our budget down next year. All the stuff goes in the dumpster. So, of course, all the tools and equipment, you know, went in the dumpster. And of course,
somebody's truck.
Yes, exactly right. And suddenly the auditors come back and they say, oh, you're out of equipment. You're out of tools. We'll raise your budget again this year so you can buy more. This is just a small example of what happens when you have these agencies, and it happens all the time. Even with the state, I talked to a guy the other day, a friend of mine that used to work for the city of Lakeland. And he basically worked in parks and recreations. And he said they would come in right at the end of the year and they tell the guys to go buy new equipment, go buy extra stuff because they had an extra $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 extra that they hadn't spent that year. Go spend it. Go buy extra stuff. They're like, we don't need anything. Doesn't matter. Go figure it out, get it approved, and buy it because we got to make sure we don't get our budget cut from basically the city commissioners. This is what happens when you have these agencies that have to continually increase their spending every single year to justify their job. And this is one of the reasons why the country's so far in debt now, which is not surprising whatsoever.
Well, you know, when you stop and you look at what's really going on, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling here is who these people are and what they really believe. And, you know, and it's funny here because, you know, you guys want to see this little picture. I'm going to show it. I'm not going to put it on the big screen because I don't want a really close-up of it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. This is Lozinski. You can look it up. Dancing in his heels and his tights.
Now, by the way, that was a homosexual skit they did.
Yeah,
they did it in a female song.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd mention that to you because you know, that time Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky did single ladies. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to post this. So you can see it. Yeah, but since you guys are a lot of you guys think, well, he didn't do that. Okay, whatever. Yeah. You know, just and this is the president of Ukraine. I mean. It's almost it's disgusting. I mean, I don't even have to say. I watched it one time, and I felt as though I needed to jump into the shower with a bucket of Lye soap and bleach. I couldn't even, you know, I didn't know how to.
Close you down with bleach.
Some things cannot be unseen. Let me warn you. I don't recommend you watch the video. I don't watch the video.
This is crazy technology, man. You know, I've been talking about the 5G towers and how a lot of stuff's operating and escalating into the 6G. They're saying now that essentially Wi-Fi and cell towers, specifically 5G towers, may soon be spying on you without your consent, even if you aren't wearing a smart device or holding a cell phone.
Here we go.
I told you this is where the technology was going with here.
Gate recognition.
Yep. It says the study showcases the hardware the authors designed that leverage ambient wireless radio frequency radiation to detect and render a visual image of human activity, such as waving a hand or a person's breathing rate, with 90% accuracy now. So they can actually build a full platform of you and what you're doing based on the RF, the radio frequency radiation. It says the design involves a thin programmable surface that they're using with artificial intelligence with these cell phone towers. Wonder why they spent trillions of dollars building 5G towers all across the entire country during COVID and didn't talk about it at all, never saw a news report on it at all, never had any agency report on it at all. Well, now you know why. It says it manipulates. I'll let you guys read as far as how it all works. So I'm running out of time here. It says outdoor and urban areas, they can be installed on offices, airports, shopping centers, lampposts, billboards, in any place essentially you want. The RS panels will enable smart city surveillance by tracking pedestrian and vehicle movement. Here you guys go. You ready for the punchline? You ready for it? They're going to incorporate it into current wireless technology. However, it works best in 6G. Right here. 6G, according to W. Scott McCullough, who's working on it.
And guess who brought us 6G, Austin?
Yep. Future 6G networks will have RIS functioning built in. Would not surprise if they implement the RS in the future 5G final updates. Proponents said it will help autonomization and monitoring healthcare patients, of course. Several industries and government support on 6G straight up say they want to use these capabilities for direct surveillance. You know, it's funny. I talked about 6G and what they were going to do with it about six, 7, 8 years ago.
Well, this is when Donald Trump implemented all of this stuff, if you remember, Austin, during COVID.
5G was just a stair step.
You said it, Austin. In fact, you called it out before anybody else did.
Anybody even talked. I remember I had people argue, what is 6G? I'm like, 6G is where it's at. 5G is the infrastructure baseline to get in what they need. You think they spent $2 trillion on 5G infrastructure across the entire country with Verizon and AT&T and all these other ones because they want you to be able to stream a YouTube video faster? People said that. Well, we're getting faster internet.
It never got faster.
And you think they really care about the peasants having faster internet for $2 trillion? No. It's military weapon systems that worked with active denial, and now they're working with 5G, 6G network to basically be able to use this as a full surveillance tracking pedestrian vehicle movement everywhere you go. So it's going to build a digital grid that AI will control.
You know, I wonder if Marriott's going to have hotels over in Gaza.
Bonvoy? I know where you're going with this. Guarantee they are. You'll have Hilton over there. You'll have 5G. I'm sure they'll do a Ritz-Carlton over there.
What about a Motel 6?
I doubt that. No, this multi-trillion-dollar infrastructure they're doing.
I'm sorry I'm laughing about this, but I am so overwhelmed at what Trump did yesterday.
All you can really do, though, is, I mean, laugh about this. Because, I mean, what's crazy is, I mean, if this really was the entire play to move it into this direction so they could justify this finish.
Yeah, I guarantee it's all planned.
Yeah. Because here's the problem. There's no good way to bulldoze Gaza from the very beginning. It's too much land. It's too much property. It's too much infrastructure.
Too many high towers. Too many tall buildings.
Too many tall buildings. Try to go and say, oh, we're going to buy this property and bulldoze it. Dude, that's the infrastructure build out.
Bring a bunch of D-10s in there now with a bunch
now, of... Yeah. Now, guess what's going to happen? The Pentagon is going to subsidize all the demolition and all the haul of all the material.
I wonder where they're going to dump all the debris. Then they could have those big giant grinders that grind it.
They'll do that. There's too much concrete. They're going to have that. Well, they basically turn them to powder. They disperse them out, probably out in the desert somewhere. But yeah, no, that's the Pentagon now. The DOD, our budget, we're going to go over there and, I mean, spend an extremely large amount of money cleaning that whole thing up. Yay. More money.
Oh, by the way, warning issued as wildlife officials find Georgia deer with chronic wasting diseases.
That's because of GMO corn.
That's exactly what this is. Georgia. Yeah, I mean, I've got people that I know up in North Carolina. They feed the animals. Instead of letting the animals eat the clover and the grass in the area.
Well, corn plots are really, really, really effective as far as getting more deer in to cull the herd. The problem is I've asked so many people. I've even talked to guys that I know that go deer hunting all the time. I love the guys up in North Carolina going hunting with them. But you've got to make sure it's worth the extra money if you're doing feed plots, if you're doing basically, you know, feeders. Put some decent corn in if you're going to be eating the deer. Really?
Non-GMO.
But try to get non-GMO. You're going to pay probably 2 to 3 times more back. I get it. But at the end of the day, they're putting that in their system. They're putting that digestive tract. They're absorbing those chemicals like glyphosate, and then you're basically, you know, prepping them and slaughtering them and eating them. So use some good quality food if you're going to do feed, because I know every single aspect of corn, majority of the corn feed they have, is all glyphosate GMO, and that's one of the reasons why you're seeing so many issues all across the country with health problems and a lot of these wild deer. I mean, they're having a lot of health issues now. They're getting unbelievably sickly. It's because of the GMO corn. Just like let you guys know that.
By the way, they're saying now that, you know, our talk time has basically plummeted in the United States. Yeah, I mean, me and you like talking right now. Like talking.
Person to person?
Yeah, like you guys talking. Me talking to you guys right now.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's gone like it's going to nothing. It's nobody's talking anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's sending texts.
Well, that was implemented primarily with COVID.
What's been going on, it's saying it's been a trend now that's been going on for like the last 10 years.
It has.
And then less and less talking is taking place.
COVID you know how
aggravating it is when people send me a text and I didn't check the text and I have no idea they sent me a text and they could have just picked up a telephone and called me?
You know, it's more efficient from a business point a lot of times, but you're absolutely right. And it's not even just the phone anymore. What they did was specifically during COVID is they wanted to prevent people from being able to have person-to-person conversations that weren't monitored. I explained that to everyone. Every bar was closed. Every restaurant was closed. Every major property was closed that people used to go to and converse. Why do you think you could go to basically Costco and Sam's to go buy all these overpriced things from China, but you couldn't have a store open, a local store open? They didn't want you conversing. They wanted everything put on a digital platform so they could monitor it all. That's why they continually told everybody, one of the reasons out of many, they wanted everybody to wear masks. Do you know how hard it was? Everybody knows to go to a store and try to communicate with someone that's wearing a big old thick N95 mask on their face. I went to Lowe's one time. This guy's wearing like two masks. I'm like, hey, I need to find out as far as where these TapCons were. I'm like, aisle what? Aisle 54? And finally, I was like, dude, I'll find it myself. It was annoying. And again, it prevented people from communicating properly with one another. That was one of the key points of mask.
You have some statistics here?
I love statistics.
More revealing is how this gender difference between men and women and how much they talk vary across life ages and stages. Researchers invited participants in age groups, adolescents 10 to 17, emerging adults 18 to 24, middle-aged adults 25 to 64, and older adults 65 plus. Only one group showed significant disparity. Adults between the ages of 25 and 64, old exhibited the largest gender gap, with women approximately speaking 21,000 words a day compared to men's 18,000 words a day. And now everybody's words are down like 3,000 a day because of social media.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they're saying is we're losing the ability to communicate, and it's based on an age gap. And because, in other words, people that are older who don't want to be sitting on their iPhones all day long don't want to do that. They don't want to live in a virtual world.
Yeah,
they want to have interaction with people. They want to have the ability to talk to their family and their friends. I know the other night you came over with the kids and we had biscuits.
Oh yeah,
you know, it was great. And I told you, I said I really, really enjoy this, because when you have the ability to interact with kids and with family members, it creates a bonding that can't be done through social media.
No, zero, and it develops social skills. And that's one of the issues these kids are having so much now, these younger generations, is they don't have any engagement anymore with peers. Everything's on the phone. Everything's on the iPad. Everything's on VR goggles. Everything they do is on video games. They don't have any actual direct communication anymore with them, and it's a problem.
Well, no, you talk to the kids, and they look at you. They don't answer you.
Yeah.
They just stare at you like, he's speaking to me.
I've seen that a lot now.
He's speaking to me. What does that mean?
Yeah, what do I do?
To me. He said hello. He asked me a question. I'm standing here frozen. I'm not joking, by the way. And you say it, and you ask him again, and they still look at you.
Yeah.
You ask him again, and they still look at you. You say, okay, this is number four now. I'm going to ask you one more time. I really need an answer. And they look at you, and you go, is that just rudeness, or is it a behavioral problem based upon social media, or is it both?
Yeah.
And why have we stopped raising little Americans that can talk?
That's the
and
fact.
Answer and have fluid reasoning skills? Well, that's right, because they don't want you to see who's behind the curtain.
That's exactly right. And make sure you're keeping your kids strong and healthy with the proper nutrients they need to basically be able to exhibit proper social skills, be able to communicate.
And you remember, you teach them about who Jesus is.
Yes.
You talk about what I talked about earlier, about we don't need another temple to sacrifice bulls and goats.
Bring up history. It shocks me how many young kids have no idea about history. And by the way, the ultimate multiple powder, it just popped up. The team already got it up to date. Product of the week, I sent it to them a little bit ago. 15% off. We'll go into more detail on that product later on this week. If you have it, you love it. If you haven't tried it, you better try it. It's a substantially better product than anything on the market.
Nothing touches it.
Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
Got to pray for you. Absolutely love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. We appreciate you guys.
broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.